let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. Life's a twinkling, that's for certain, but it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits, there's a festival of friends, and we'll take up where we left off. We all meet again. I can't explain it, I couldn't if I tried. How the only things we carry are the things we hold inside, like a day in the open, like the love we won't forget, like the laughter that we started, and it hasn't died down yet. Oh, let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. Life's a twinkling, that's for certain, but it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits, there's a festival of friends, and we'll take up where we left off when we all meet again. Oh yeah, now didn't we? And don't we make it shine? Aren't we standing in the center of something rare and fine? Some glow like embers, like a light through colored glass. Some give it all in one great flame, throwing kisses as they pass. Oh, let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. Life's a twinkling, that's for certain, but it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits, there's a festival of friends, and we'll take up where we left off when we all meet again. But there's heaven in our midst, and we're never really all that far from those we love and miss. Wade out in the water, there's a glory all around, and the wise say there's a thousand ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Oh, let it go, my love, my truest. Let it sail on silver wings. Life's a twinkling, that's for certain, but it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits, there's a festival of friends, and we'll take up where we left off when we all meet again. And we'll take up where we left off when we all meet again.
Yeah, all right. Most of you know that's one of my favorite songs by Alison Krauss and Carrie Newcomer. And good evening, I'm Reverend Judy Hosner. And this is The Journey 8. Not 7, not 9, just 8. Anyway, I was trying to think of a Thanksgiving type of message or theme. And I just don't want to do the traditional thing. Oh, what a surprise. So tonight I got a bunch of music. I was just in a music mood. And tonight I wanted to focus on what really is something you're thankful for. Thankful for your freedom. Thankful for your new president. And so on and so forth. So I kind of put this music together and put the program together with the thought of, if you had a way to do all the things I want you to do and you want to do, what would that look like? Yeah. So for those of you who are just joining us, which sometimes that happens, I would love to hear from somebody out there. I know you guys are afraid of me. And I know you don't like to call in, but it really is a talk show. I mean, that's generic for, you know, whatever you want it to be, but I want to hear from you. So if you're calling in, it's a toll-free number, 888-627-6008. 627-6008. And here's the thing. Once again, I want you to think of if you had perfect world and perfect, you know, money, whatever, what would your Thanksgiving look like? What would you do? You know, where would you go? What, you know, what dream, Thanksgiving dream, I guess, is a good way to put it. And I thought to myself, what could I do? And one of the things I would love to do is have this huge, huge soup kitchen kind of thing, and just station it in some of the biggest cities and let people come and have a turkey Thanksgiving. So many people don't get that today. So that's one of the things I would do. All right. Now, as you know, I've been talking to y'all about the Christmas album. The Christmas album. And the Christmas album is finished. It is done. It's being packaged, I guess. And so here's the deal. I started this project years ago for my family and my friends because neither I or Irene like to send Christmas cards, something you throw away in a week. So I started this project of making a Christmas album, and it let me kind of practice singing and all that stuff. So this year's album is finished, and it'll be done in time for my deadline, which was December 11th, to hand them out to people at church. And prior to that, anyone who wants one, within reason, and I don't run out of stock, can contact me by email is the best way, revjudy@minister.com. It's Rev Judy at minister.com. Now, when I do the Christmas album, I always try and have somebody special come on and sing with me. And I'm sorry. I'm inundated with text messages all of a sudden. So I always have somebody special sing with me. This year I picked a friend of ours' daughter, who's 12, and loves to sing, and she does it pretty good. And I put her in the studio with me, and I said, "What song do you like?" And she picked out Away in the Manger. She went home and practiced it for a while and came back. And the following song, and I think you have it, Mr. Engineer, Away in the Manger. Let's hear what Skylar Foxworth sounds like. Lay down his sweet head. Oh, yeah. Now, this is the cutest kid. I mean, she's a friend of ours' daughter, and we just love her dearly. And 12 years old, singing Away in the Manger, wasn't frightened by the microphone at all. And her name is Guiler, and she's on the album. I think she's like fourth or fifth track. So we had a blast. And when she was done early, and she promptly went and put some more of my snow babies in my Cheerio cabinet. Awesome. Anyway, so again, we have that app from the iTunes App Store that you can download so that you have BBS radio at your fingertips. No signing on to a computer and blah, blah, blah. Download the app to your phone or your iPad, assuming you have a smartphone. It goes right into its whole little jiggly-doo, and it comes out with a push button that at 8 o'clock you push the button Channel 1. That's the channel I've always been on. And you let yourself listen live to the program. It's pretty cool and easy. Now, it doesn't work on dumb phones. It only works on smartphones. If you got a dumb phone, you still have to dial in. I'm sorry, but that's the way that works. Anyway, so here's the thing. When I, like I mentioned earlier, when I pull the music together, a lot of times I don't even get it, unfortunately, to my engineer until the same day that the show starts. And part of that is that there's this huge prayer kind of thing that I do, and I really want to know what it is I'm supposed to be telling y'all, and so on. And the message I got for you for this week is turn left at 8th Street. Go 3 blocks and turn right. That's your message. Now, I'm probably going to get 100 emails telling people I ended up at the city dump. Is that what you're thinking? Whatever. Anyway. 8th Street, turn left, and whatever street I told you, turn right, whatever. Anyway, before we start the next song, which is one of my favorite ones from Karen Williams, I just want to remind you that I, too, am crazy on podcasting. I just love podcasts. And a few months ago, I started my own called 99 Sheep in the tradition of the parable by Jesus about the one lost sheep. We're on episode 9 already, and we're having a blast. Go into iTunes or Google Play or any of those websites that have or do the servicing for podcast. I know iTunes has this whole section. Get into that section, type in 99 Sheep, and you'll find us. Yeah, it's great. It's a humorous way to look at bringing people back home to God. And I think it's working. It's moving up the charts, and, you know, it's a slower incline for us who are not big, cheesy, lots of money, lots of sponsors type of podcast. Like the Journey 8, I am the sole funder. Yes. And I like Beans and Franks a lot, obviously. Anyway, 99 Sheep. And I hate when my brain takes a break. the ninth episode that I just finished the other day was about sheep being nervous at Thanksgiving time. So go take a listen. All right, Mr. Engineer, do we have ordinary angels queued up?
We do.
Let's go.
She's counting her change in the line at the counter of the grocery store. Every penny, every nickel she can find, but she still comes up short. Just a single mom doing the best that she can. When a stranger slips a 20 in the palm of her hand, she turns around to thank him, but he's already disappeared out the door. Just because God doesn't part the sea, pull you from the fire, doesn't mean that he's not there. His fingerprints are everywhere. When the mountain that you're climbing seems so tall, and the battle that you're fighting makes you feel so all alone, it doesn't mean ago. But when he closes his eyes, he's still fighting that fight right here at home. When the nightmares come in the dead of the night, his little boy runs in, turns on the light and says, "Daddy, don't you worry," as he reaches up to kiss him on tippy toes. Just because God doesn't part the sea, pull you from the fire, doesn't mean that he's not there. His fingerprints are everywhere. Oh, when the mountain that you're climbing seems so tall, and the battle that you're fighting makes you feel so all alone, it doesn't mean you're on your own. When you need it most, the world
there's ordinary angels out there. And I've experienced them once or twice in my life. And sometimes when you experience something, oh, then you start believing. You know, it's like, wow, I think that was an angel. So, you know, all I can tell y'all is that why carry a base of anger and forbearing all of all that, and then in the name of Jesus, get on the right path. Why don't you ixnay the anger and all that stuff? Name calling. Right now, our country's doing some transitional changes, and there's, you know, people that want to hate you and people that want to say mean things to you for whatever the reason. And the best thing you can do is take the high road and remember that, sometimes it takes the stronger person to put their faith in God and let God lead the way. You know, because inside you're probably saying, I just want to smack that guy right in the nose. Yeah. Now, I'm pretty short, so you have to understand that for me to smack anybody in the nose is going to require a ladder. But all I'm saying is there's another way to do it. And so one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to switch a couple songs around because I think this one fits in better with Ordinary Angels. When I start the albums every year or every other year, a process starts in June. And I'm very picky about some of the songs that I do or don't include. One of the songs that's included in this year's album is a song that was very difficult for me to learn because it crossed halfway through both sides of my range, and I was very impatient with myself. Now, there's always people that say, oh, I love that song. That's such a good song. But there's one special person, Irene, who loves this song. And so tonight, because she's had a poopy day, that's a pastor's saying. You can say that. And you could say it on the radio, too. She's had a poopy day. Mr. Engineer, let's cue up Oh Holy Night.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin. Sweet hymns of joy
That's O Holy Night, and what a holy night it was. And that was yours truly singing one of the songs on the album this year. And again, if you want a copy of the album, you can email me at I knew I was going to do that. Dang it. RevJudy@minister.com. RevJudy@minister.com. We'll try and get one out to you. I don't run large runs of them, so if you want one, you need to drop me a line pretty soon, because they will be gone. All right. And part of putting that album together, it's almost like a ministry in the sense of it just is when it gets closer and closer to being done, it's almost like I'm here, God. Yeah. So it's pretty moving for me. And we don't charge for the album. We never have, because they're Christmas gifts. So until somebody wants 5,000 of them or something, then I might charge. I might charge. But until then, it's just a CD. So let's move on, because we are running out of time. I see that. Now, we've gotten through O Holy Night, and I'm sure there's some tears upstairs. My cat. I really do wish this was TV sometimes. As you know, my cat stays down here in the studio with me because she's so attached to me. Well, her little friend, one of the other cats, has decided to wake up from her nap, and she is attacking, without mercy, a piece of scrap paper on the floor. Now, she is convinced that she's going to kill this scrap paper. I'm not sure how she's going to do it. She has no claws. But she is intent on saving me from that piece of paper. On the other hand, my cat, Bits, the wonder cat, is sound asleep in the chair. She could care less about saving me from anything right at the moment. You know, animals, this is a little sideline thing here. Sidebar, animals are the most precious. Oh, she woke up. Oh, yeah. The most precious thing. You know, a lot of people say, it's just a dog, or it's just a cat. They're part of the family. When you don't have kids, And you have two dogs and five cats. I don't know anybody crazy enough to have that many. Oh, wait. We do. they become your family. And it hurts when they're sick or when you have to put them to sleep. It's painful, just like a kid, you know? So if you need a companion and you got a home and you like dogs or cats, please go find you one. They need love, and so do you. That'd be a great Thanksgiving thing to do. You could feed them turkey. Yeah. Anyway, this next song, this young man, his agent wrote me a letter in June, I think it was. Might have been May. And said, you know, my artist, he's really cool. He's my cousin. So, yeah, I think he's cool. And he wrote the songs, every song on this album that he was just getting ready to release. And he said, I really would like it if you would play his song, his title track song, on your show. He loves listening to your show. Now, I get a little uncomfortable when people write me letters like that because, you know, here's this kid, and I'm sure he's a lot bigger now, name-wise and stuff, than what he was back in May. He's just terribly talented. He wrote every one of his lyrics and music himself. And hang with me because the song's about 5 minutes long. But listen to the words. It's a perfect song for Thanksgiving and for being thankful. He expresses in the deepest part of his heart his wishes. And I believe he may sound like somebody you might recognize. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let's listen to Mr. Mandela Dunamis.
I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day my generation will find a way out of drugs, violence, poverty, and hate, and rise up to be something true, remarkable, and great. I have a dream that will be emulated like examples. No longer will we be statistics, or samples of dead bodies, of deadbeat fathers with sons in prison and pregnant daughters. I have a dream. Our families will stay together, come around the dinner table with their kids and pray together. I have a dream, my generation's recognizing the power of hard work, a new day on the horizon. I have a dream that we understand, educated and successful, that should be our brand. Faithfulness and loyalty, that should be our band. We're no longer second class, now wouldn't that be grand? It's cause we rose up, and now we're making a difference. We're unstoppable, no longer people of ignorance. I have a dream that none of us will be in jail, rather we'll be at the forefront, blazing a trail. I have a dream, my brothers start writing books, start loving sisters for their mind, more than their looks. I have a dream that one day we'll truly love our women, respect our women, and be faithful to our women.
Yo, I have a dream that we can come and have unity. Yeah, now that's a true community. I have a dream that we'll be millionaires, who make our fathers proud and wipe away our mom's tears. I have a dream that we showed more hospitality, that we are not killed by police brutality. I have a dream that we know Jesus is Lord and live by his word and act in accord. I have a dream that we are people of love, people of wisdom, power, purpose. We got all the above. I have a dream that I'm not judged for how I look, but rather for my character and the path that I took. They saying be the change that you wanna see, so I guess that means it's gotta start with me. So I put in work daily to make this dream come true. But hey, now what about you?
I have a dream.
I have a dream.
I have a dream.
I have a dream,
yeah, that one day,
oh Lord,
I have
dream.
One day.
I have a dream.
One day.
I have a dream.
One day.
That
one day.
Today can be the day.
Today
should be the day.
Today should be the day.
Cause we can lead the way. To make a better day. Today can be the day. Today should be the day. Cause we can lead the way. To make a better day. Today can be the day. Today should be the day. Cause we can lead the way. To make a better day. Today can be the day. Today should be the day. Cause we can lead the way. To make a better day. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine that men see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, let the light show. Let the light show. Let the light show. Let the light show. Let the light show.
Yeah, I have a dream. This young man wasn't around when the first person known as Martin Luther King Jr. said, I have a dream. When I heard this song, everybody in the room actually that was with me just chin dropped and it was stare time. Our brains were just struggling to grasp what talent this kid has. And the message is so Thanksgiving. Oh, my cat agrees. Did you hear that? Say it again, Bit. You know, she never meows on cue. I've got to work on that. So, I have a dream. Mandela Dunamis is his name. And I'm sure if you went to iTunes or whatever you use and just ran I Have a Dream, you'll probably find him. He's a right up straight kind of guy. I like the hip hop kind of music that he set this to. And again, what's your dream this week of Thanksgiving if you had everything you needed? What could you do and what would you do to help someone else have a dream? It's kind of that pay forward thing, you know? But more than that, it's what would you do if you had the chance to touch people and to maybe change lives? How would you do it? I mentioned that my big dream is a soup kitchen. One that has everything on it. So when people walk down the line, they're not just eating mashed potatoes and corn and a slab of turkey. They got some cool stuff, you know, like oyster dressing and, you know, just really cool stuff. So, think about that. Obviously, you're not going to call me because no one calls me, but that's okay. Send me a note. Okay, we're going to probably end up a little early because there was one thing I wanted to do, but the program I wanted to use is not working. I hate it when computers do this, and I'm supposed to be a computer nerd. You load a program in, you're all excited, it works perfectly until 5 seconds before you go on air. Yeah, it's... happened many times, and I just say, Satan, get behind me. Don't want any of this bad karma. So Now, I'm going to talk about another group as we close. This is actually going to be our closing song. I'm going to talk about another group, my favorite. They came on board with me a year ago. And their manager, studio person, called me. Very nice lady. And she said, I really would like you to hear their music. So I get an album and I listen to it. And I fall madly in love with them. And to this day, a year later, I am still playing their music. And I love them. They're called Will of Titus. That's the group's name. And I'm going to close early, about 10, 15 minutes early. And Mr. Engineer, if you've got Nothing's Impossible and Nothing is Impossible.
So often does he fall into